Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM WMIE. Lord, make
me an instrument. You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
that the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this day.
This day. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Friday is a great day. Friday is payday for a lot of people. So, you know, I wonder why they make so many people get paid on Friday. Why can't you get paid on Monday? you got to wait all the way to Friday. Yeah, but Friday is a great day. And say, I think somebody right, TGF, you know, something like that.
TGIF.
Thank God
it's Friday.
You say that again?
TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. But as Christians, we could say, thank God it is finished. Jesus went on that cross and he said, it is finished.
Yeah. The work is done. Receive it. Walk in it.
Mm-hmm. Go do it.
Do it. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And this Friday, we are so happy that we could serve you all week. We are excited that God give us the breath of life and to extend it to all that whoever listened to us. We encourage you that you continue to listen to Make Your Day Count. And I hope this radio broadcast has been truly, truly been a blessing unto you. It motivates you and it challenging. It will challenge you to go to the next level with God. Because life is not at one level with God. We go from level to level. And we hope that every time we come on this year, we said something under the influence of the Holy Spirit, right? Mm-hmm. Under the guidance of the Spirit of God that lives and reigns within us, that we will say something that will challenge your life and propel your life into your destiny and into your purpose. And you will start to live out purpose here. We're going to talk about faith and purpose, that because you got to put faith with your purpose now. Hallelujah.
Yeah, because as we've gone on this radio program, Make Your Day Count, which was established in 2019, we've went through three prophetic words for the year.
Yeah.
When we first came on the radio in 2019, we were in the prophetic year of elevation.
Yes.
And then as we came into 2020, it became our new dawn era.
Yeah.
And then here in 2021, it's the 11th hour breakthrough. So all these positioning is working together. At each level, we had to reposition ourselves in each level. But went from the year of elevation to the new dawn era.
Mm.
And that was truly, 2020
was truly
a new dawn era, where the word was in Isaiah chapter 43 that told us that he'll make a road in the wilderness and that he will put rivers in the desert. So that was truly that mark there as we went into 2020. An era, by definition, is a period of time with distinct characteristics.
Yeah.
When that word was released, when Pastor first released that word at the end of 2019, there was yet no mention of the coronavirus, COVID-19. There was no mention of it. But God prophetically instructed him to release that word, that it's a new dawn era.
Yeah.
And so many things changed during that year.
The world will never be the same. And I says it, not after the fact, but before. That the world will never be the same.
And there were certain things that Pastor taught within our church family on Wednesday nights when he was talking about Get Healthy Again. Spent multiple weeks on Get Healthy Again. And this wasn't just Bible scriptures. These were practical things where his daughter came, shared recipes. We even had some juicing and some cooking going on during that time. Get healthy again.
2019, not 2021.
Right. As we're coming in, telling us, say, you know, start weaning yourself, reducing the amount of meat and such that you're eating. Get your body, your immune system built up before the COVID-19 coronavirus, right. Before any of that stuff was on the news,
yes. Yes.
God already was preparing us through the man of God, the instruction that he was given. So those who heeded and those who did,
yes,
then had themselves in a position where they had an advantage.
Yeah, they have the tools.
Mm-hmm.
They have the tools to fight.
Mm-hmm. A healthy body will fight for you.
Yeah. Come on. A healthy body will fight for you. And God prepared his people. He said, I made a road. A road.
Mm-hmm.
He was making the road. He says, I'll make a road through the what?
The wilderness.
This country went through a wilderness period of time.
Over a place you have never been before. I will make rivers in the desert.
I refresh you.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be okay. Walk with me. Oh, man, that was such a word.
And then we came into 2021.
Yes.
The year of the 11th hour breakthrough.
And I got mine.
And that came from the text in Matthew chapter 20.
Yeah.
Leave the idleness of the marketplace and go into the vineyard. It is time.
And you're going to get what is what?
Right.
For who?
You.
That's right.
What is right for you.
The right fit.
Mm-hmm. You might have started out late. It's all right.
Yeah.
Wisdom redeems time.
Come on. You're going to get what is right for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get the right fit.
Mm-hmm.
Not for somebody else. So that you can what?
Profit.
In 2022.
Mm-hmm. Woo.
I got a word for 2022. Mm-hmm. I will release it later.
It's contingent upon 2021. As far as you have broken through.
Yeah. We'll make you what? Profit.
Mm-hmm. In 2022.
You ain't going to be profiting in 2022. And, you know, if you don't break through in the 11th hour, you're still going to be somewhere out in the marketplace. And when you're out in the marketplace, what he says, idle. And now, so this is the 11th month. And after 11, we have the 12th month. Oh, yeah. Completion of the year 2021. Move us into 2022. All right. Okay, Dad.
Yeah, and this was when we were in church on Sunday when we were going over these points, too. The marketplace, if you think about a modern-day marketplace, it usually has a concrete ground that can't be broken up, can't be sowed into. But in the vineyard, that's the place with the fertile ground. That's the place where things can spring forth. That's the place where the seed will grow until maturity, bring forth fruit, and be able to regenerate, to be able to multiply, to go again and again. And a lot of times when we are in the self-limitation of the marketplace, and we may have an idea, throw an idea out there, something, gets burned up, gets picked up by the by the birds of the air, or somebody else takes it, take credit for it, put it in their belly. But when God is challenging us in this time to come out from the idleness of the marketplace, to take on some new ventures, some new exploits, and to begin to work in the good ground, in the ground that's prepared,
fertile ground,
to do new things. Remember the Lord your God. It is him who gives you the power
to be able
to get wealth. Why? To establish his covenant and to fulfill the promises to previous generations. God is calling us to eliminate the middleman. The middleman takes a lot of profit and causes a lot of problems. If you can get that aerial view, which God will give you through wisdom when we ask him for it, of how to eliminate the middleman, you will retain a lot more profit and have a lot less problems and be able to use then that prophet to establish his covenant and to fulfill the promise of many generations in the earth realm, to establish his kingdom in the earth realm. Think about that. If you eliminated the middleman, whatever your area of expertise is, if you eliminate, because you ain't never going to get your boss is never going to sign you a paycheck that's bigger than his paycheck. I've never seen a boss sign a paycheck that's more than his check.
Correct. No, we're not going to. He get rid of you.
So those same skill set that you are doing in the marketplace, that you're enabling your company to be able to pay you and everybody else around you, and have the things that they have. God is calling us to take that same skill set, the things that we've learned throughout the year, and to go into the vineyard, cut out the middleman. And that you, it may not happen in one day, but we need to start repositioning ourselves. We have to be able to see that we can do all things through Christ Jesus, who gives us the strength, who gives us the insight, who gives us the wisdom. Not saying walk into your office right now and write your resignation letter, but start seeing yourself as an entity. Start seeing yourself as a business. Start seeing yourself as an enterprise. Because what did Jesus say when he was 12? Woman, I'm about my Father's business. So you are a business. The gifts and the talents, sometimes we think a business is 50 employees or 200 employees and a big commercial space. No, the business is you, the gift and the talents that God has given you. That is the business. You are his business.
Hallelujah.
So God is calling us in this time. So do want to challenge you on this morning to reposition yourself, realign, and things are being reassigned in this earth realm in this time.
I want to encourage you and all the listeners that I have a brand new book out, Business Smart, and you can get it. Dan, tell our listeners how they can get that book. You can give it as a gift. Mm-hmm. If you know someone who is an entrepreneur trying to do a business, this book is for them.
Anybody in a leadership role would benefit from this book. It's called Business Smart. It's available on the Transformed Publishing website, which is my company. It's www.transformedpublishing.com. If you go to the bookstore, you'll see it there, and you'll be able to order it, and we will send it to you. Or you can choose free pickup if you're local, and we could arrange for pickup at Celebration Tabernacle Church. It's available before and after services, or we could arrange midweek pickup if you're in this area around that time instead of getting it shipped to you, or we can ship it to you. Or you can go to Amazon, you could go to Barnes & Noble where books are sold, and you could type in Business Smart, Errol Beckford, and you'll see it right there. You put it in your cart and check out how you check out, and it will be sent to you. So that book is Business Smart. So get the book.
Get that book. It will help you. Mm-hmm. And it is proven. Mm-hmm. Everything in there is what?
Proven. And you had that struggle too, Pastor, when you were stepping out. And then you went back for a little while, back into the insurance world, because that was where you were familiar.
Yes.
The place where you had prospered financially.
Yeah.
And then you was wiggling, trying to wiggle your way
back. Yeah.
What was it? Pastor Kim put up, said, no, you got to go in that vineyard.
Yeah, you got to go in the vineyard. You got to take that step. Oh, man. No, that is so cool. I'm glad for Pastor Kim. Mm-hmm. And I said it all the time. I am who I am because God has sent that angel in my life to guide me and to bring me into my destiny. Without her, man, I would be wandering like a prodigal son out there.
What did God say? That was her biggest thing. She did not want to be with no disobedient man. What did God say?
What did God say? If God says it, do it.
No taking the easy way out. No falling back into the convenient place.
Yeah.
God is calling us to be in the covenant place, to be moving with him. He will guide you with his eye. So turn your face to your Father. He will show you what to do. In every situation, you have the aerial view. There is nothing too hard for you, child of God. God will show you the way of escape, and he will also show you the access point to be able to get in and obtain everything that he sent you in the earth to do. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music, WMIE.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy a special message recorded live at East Coast Christian Center.